Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM, now providing a new mobile site, FarmerView, for up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids. Available at adm.com/farmerview.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Market Report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are trading. In Kansas City, July wheat, 768 and a quarter, up 1 3/4. There's no trade in the May contract. May wheat in Chicago, 701 down a half. July, 712 and a quarter, up 2 1/2. September, 720 and a quarter, up 2 1/4. May corn, 710 down 8. July, 646 and a half, down 9. December, 537 down 2 1/2. May soybeans, 1536 and a quarter, up 15 and a quarter. July, 1411 down 8 and a quarter. November, 1206 down 3 and a quarter. Now 3 and a half at 1206 and a quarter. May soybean meal, 453.80 down 410. July, 410.20 down 290. May soybean oil, 49.53 down 8. And July, 49.43 down 18. June live cattle, 120.72 and a half up 15. May feeder cattle, 135.27 and a half up 42 and a half. And May lean hogs are 91.80 and they are down 12 and a half.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit of Illinois, dedicated to improving the quality of life for Illinois farmers by offering financial products and services geared specifically to the farm community and developing partnership-based relationships with its agricultural customers.
Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Well, May contracts go off the board today, and I guess there's a differing of opinion about what it potentially means for July. Will July try to approach the May, or July has been the bid contract for a while? Does it just sort of sit where it is?
Well, I think that is the big question of the day today, Dave. And I think that as we look at that, there's two or three ways to look at things. Is number one, the old crop corn and beans are both extremely tight. We aren't being able to see much cash movement go on at all because of that. And because of the delayed planting, we're not going to have our new crop coming on as fast. The other thing about that is the urgency of the July contract. It isn't going to be in delivery here for, quite a while, 45 days down the road. So, we do have, there's not the urgency placed with that as the deliverable contract as such, whether it'll come up and become the tightness like that. So I think that we will make up some of the distance, but I think a lot of it's going to be done just like it has been with the basis levels as of lately. So I don't look for July corn to be shooting up above $7 here in the next week or so.
Is it possible that July corn does shoot up above $7 in delivery?
That, of course, is a whole different story when we get down closer to July 1st. There's two things that are going to be known very well by then, Dave, and that number one is what's our weather going to be, because we're going to have our 4th of July weather forecast. How much corn did we get planted and how timely before we did get it done? And how tight are things, and will we see some South American corn creeping on in rather than paying up for our own corn?
We should have a quarterly grain stocks report, too, to look at by then.
That would be also added in there. One more thing I forgot.
So what are your thoughts on the trade thus far this week, today, yesterday and today, and then after you talk about that, discuss if there's a weather play still to be made in your mindset.
We have a lot of weather yet to experience before we see what kind of crop we're really going to have. I know that the University of Illinois was putting out that we've got a 15% drag for anything after May 20th on corn,
right,
and 25% after June 1st. I mean, if we would see a great percentage of the crop come in after June 1st with a 25% drag, then, of course, there's definitely going to be a weather play that comes along with that, depending on, the reduced acreage and at a reduced yield, so that could help us stay a little bit stable. If we see the weather turn good and we see these planters roll like the Dickens and we get 80-90% of this crop in before June 1st, why, then unfortunately the weather is going to look to see whether it's going to be a droughty summer or not.
Well, it seems to me that we can begin to put some estimates on this. We can say that maybe by next Monday afternoon, given the open window early in the week, closing later in the week, that maybe we're approaching 50% planted for corn versus a national average that, well, whatever it is, above 70%. That at the moment, not important. What that does suggest, though, is that we're going to put at least half or a little less than half of the corn crop in the ground after perhaps the 20th of May.
Yeah, and that's why the government already took 5 bushels off their projected yield and probably will continue to do that. We will probably see, that was probably the largest report we'll see this year, because undoubtedly we will see a few acres switch, and undoubtedly as the planting rate decreases for time, we're going to see that 158 probably shrink another 3 to 4 bushel.
And then we're on the demand side. USDA adding 1.8 billion bushels to the demand equation for 13 and 14 corn, over 12, 13 corn. Seems a little bit rich, especially in the livestock sector. We'll have to see how that plays out.
You know, unfortunately, Dave, that number is realistic only if we drop the price.
And USDA is making that assumption with a four handle on the average prices.
That's very true. You know, but I mean, along the same lines, if we cut the production, will we maybe hold the price up there and not have that much usage? You know, it's a catch-22 situation when you try to have good usage numbers and good prices.
Meanwhile, I keep thinking about new crop beans. And when I think about new crop beans, I think about wheat, because I think about double crop beans. And I'm beginning to wonder if we're not going to see as many double crop beans.
Well, newswire after newswire after newswire says the same thing you just said, Dave. Basically, we're not counting on getting any double crop beans because our wheat is so late. We're not counting on planting as many acres of double crop beans because we don't think we're going to get our wheat off as fast. So definitely in the minds of many out there, in the double crop bean acres are going to probably be cut back. The question is how many first crop bean acres are going to be added because of switching from corn. The biggest problem we have is South America continues to bump up their yields and their acreage for beans for next year and this year. What a competition they're going to be to us, even if we do cut back a little bit on our bean acreage.
So what does this imply then for old crop, new crop bean spreads?
Well, I think we're seeing it tremendously already. I mean, you know, as we look at the screen right now, the only thing up is May beans, and that's telling you that the crushers and the meal demand for old crop is very good. But as we look out to new crop, there's going to be a lot of South American and North American beans available at that point in time.
So the risk to the downside, I don't think that surprises anyone. What do hedgers do about it?
Well, unfortunately, we're just a little bit under where we'd like to be doing some stuff, but if we looked at the government's numbers, they were using a 10-something for the average price, and
yes.
12 looks a lot better than a 10. You know, we hope that there's they've got some beans priced. If they don't, why, we need to probably be trying to do something here, any sort of little weather bounce that comes along the way.
What else before we let you go of importance in your mindset, Wayne?
I think, you know, basically this is all about weather, and what the next weather forecast is, Dave. So, you know, we're going to be looking for how long we're out of the field and how long different areas are. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be a very big weekend as far as the weather goes, is to see what the weather has done to us and what percentage we're planted come Monday.
Thank you much, sir.
Thank you, Dave.
That's Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Current tick in the marketplace. July wheat in Kansas City. I wonder how much longer we'll be saying that with the contract moving over to Chicago. We'll have to identify it as hard red winter soon enough. July wheat, 767 and a half, up one. May wheat in Chicago, 701 down a half. July is 716 and a quarter, up 6.5. May corn is 710 down 8. July, 650 and a half down 5. December at 539 and three quarters, up a half. May soybeans, 15.36 1/4, up 15 1/4. July, 14.12 3/4, now 1/2 down 6 3/4, and November at 12.07 down 2 3/4. May soybean meal, 4.57 40 down 50. July, 4.10 80 down 2.30. May soybean oil at 49.53 down 8, and July is 49.42 down 19. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.